This is Radio Guy Reflections and 3W News. The wacky, the weird, and the wild news that affects us every day. Today, we're talking shrinkage, grunts, and burps. This is my kind of news. I'm Dave Dedden, and you're listening to 3W News, and it's next.
It's the world of professional wrestling. Hi, I'm Dave Dedden. I'm one of those lifelong fans. Christopher Evans joins me and Zane Peterson as we talk about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling from a little bit different perspective than a lot of the podcasts out there.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall.
We know what we like, and sometimes we talk about things we don't like.
You stupid idiots!
You might even find a chance to laugh at some of the things we do.
Who are you calling Rudy Tootie Booty?
It's Turnbuckle Trash. It's available on many of these same podcast channels. Join us. Turnbuckle Trash are also on Facebook and turnbuckletrash.net.
If you're a Seinfeld fan, you know about shrinkage, don't you?
What do you mean, like laundry?
But do you know about shrinkflation?
You mean shrinkage?
Yes!
To battle the record inflation, manufacturers are now using something called shrinkflation, so the cost is not rising as high as some others. This article from Planet Money says that shrinkflation isn't new.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Edward Drosky, a consumer advocate and a former assistant attorney general in Massachusetts, has documented shrinkflation on his Consumer World website for decades. Drosky began noticing smaller boxes in the cereal aisle last fall, and shrinkflation has, quote, ballooned from there. I thought that was kind of funny, shrinkflation ballooning. Oxymoron, I guess. Drosky has lots of examples of shrinkflation, from things like Cottonelle Ultra Clean Care toilet paper, which has shrunk from 340 sheets per roll to 312. Folgers Coffee, which is downsized, it's a 51-ounce container, to 43.5 ounces, but still says that it makes up to 400 cups of coffee. And then there's Domino's Pizza, announcing in January it was shrinking the size of its 10-piece chicken wings to 8 pieces, but still costing $7.99. Drosky says the companies also employ different tricks to draw attention away from the downsizing, like marking smaller packages with bright new labels that can draw the shopper's eyes. Sometimes the shrinkflation can reverse. As inflation eases, as experts are saying it might around September, competition might force manufacturers to lower their price or to reintroduce larger packaging. But Drosky says once a product has gotten smaller, it will often stay that way.
Significant shrinkage.
So you feel you were shortchanged.
Drosky says upsizing is kind of rare, but not that shrinkage.
Do you realize what this means?
Our motto is, if the job's worth doing, it's worth doing adequately.
So what is that pig really saying? It's next on 3W News.
This is Radio Guy Reflections.
Too many people in this business who think that they're, I guess it's a podcast, their stuff doesn't stink. You know, it's just like, hey, look, we're all just enjoying the game. We're all just having a good time. Sports are supposed to be fun. Don't take yourself too seriously. Let's go have a good time and really paint a great picture for the fans out there.
I wanted to be me. I didn't want to put on a show. I wanted to, obviously, a show, but I didn't want to be fake on the air. What you get is what you get.
You know, that would be a fascinating career. I want to witness history in a way and see it and tell the compelling stories of it.
When did you find out he is autistic?
When you get that diagnosis, it's not necessarily a shock to you, but it's validating how you've been feeling.
I can't imagine what the future of talk radio could have been or would have been had Rush not come along when he did.
This is Radio Guy Reflections.
If we could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt and squeak and squawk with the animals. And they could squeak and squeak.
squawk and speak and talk to us.
Dr. Doolittle would be proud. A team of researchers has come up with a way to find out how your pig is feeling. It's a pig translator of sorts to interpret the different kinds of pig grunts as emotions. Researchers have recorded 74,000 sounds from 411 pigs, tracing their life experiences from birth through death. The team then correlated the different calls with the pigs' activities and their body language at the same time. The pigs had positive emotions when nursing, reuniting with family, cuddling with litter mates, and then running freely. They had negative grunts and emotions from situations involving social isolation, fights, castration, and then again, who wouldn't?
Can't argue with logic like that.
And waiting for the slaughterhouse to become ribs and, of course, bacon.
I want bacon!
That burp might raise the cost of your next burger. More next on 3W News. Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X. The country of New Zealand's population is about 5 million people. They have 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep in New Zealand. According to New Zealand Climate Change Minister James Shaw, he says there's no question we need to cut the amount of methane we're putting into the atmosphere. And where does he say that methane is coming? Well, 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep who like to burp.
Well, at least it's coming out of the attic, not the basement.
And that belch is basically methane gas. So he is working with other government officials to come up with a tax. You can't call it anything else but a tax on a burp.
Goodness, excuse me.
There will be different levels of tax for short and long-term emissions, and whether the farmers and ranchers use special feed that will help reduce the amount of in cattle and in sheep. Now, a final decision on the tax for burps is expected in December. And here is a 3W News extra. Just leaving it out there. Over the weekend, the national average for regular gasoline in the United States of America is now over $5 a gallon. We'll see you again with reports on the weird, the wacky, and the wild news that's affecting us every day on Radio Guy Reflections 3W News.